Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
This next guy has a mind-blowing list of awards and hit albums, but Lee Kernaghan has really challenged himself with one of his biggest, boldest, most Australian projects yet. And it worked out a treat. I chat to Lee Kernaghan about his latest album, Spirit of the Anzacs. Lee Kernaghan, how are you?
I'm real good, Ben. Great to talk to you, mate.
What an album.
It's the biggest album project I've ever had anything to do with in my life. We've been researching it for some years now, and it's been 18 months in the production. And it was a huge challenge to encompass or encapsulate 100 years of Anzac history into, you know, one album worth of music.
What you've done with the album is you've articulated not only the Australian story, but also the stories of many others in relation to the Anzac legend. Was there another burning desire with the Anzac story that led you to do this so passionately?
I think what really lit a passionate fire inside of me and my co-writers, Garth Porter and Colin Buchanan, was reading the letters from the diggers across 100 years of Anzac history. And every song on this album is a true story, and the songs are all based on the personal recollections, the diary entries, and the letters from the diggers themselves, and often from the trenches and the front line.
As part of the whole writing experience, you were given unique access to the Australian War Memorial Archive. I mean, you've seen and experienced stuff that most of us don't have an opportunity to. So what was that like, and how did that progress your passion for, you know, the Anzac spirit in Australia?
Well, you know, that archive is open to the public, and you can actually go in there and, you know, you'll need to, if you want to look at some of the letters, you'll need to put gloves on and be under the guidance of their experts and caretakers. They did form the basis of the album, the letters. And, you know, some of those letters are quite lengthy. The one about Passchendaele was written by Private Leonard Hart from the New Zealand infantry. And it was a 40-page letter.
Wow.
To home that documented in graphic detail what was happening in the battlefields, in that battle in World War One. That was a song that was particularly close to Garth Porter's heart, because he being born in Hamilton, New Zealand, it was important that to him and to all of us that, you know, the NZ in Anzac, you know, figured proudly amongst all of the songs.
I can only imagine after you've had that experience, just sitting down in a room with Colin Buchanan and Garth Porter and yourself, just going, where do we start? How did the dynamic work in that room? How did the stories come up?
I think that when we read the, you know, the letters, and there was, you know, scores of them that we went through, they seemed to speak to us in a pretty poignant and profound way, and almost cried out to be turned into songs. And so we were really sensitive in so much as we wanted to honour these brave men and women in a way that was fitting. And we spent, you know, an enormous amount of time crafting the songs, and wherever possible, we used their words, not our words, in the lyric.
There's a lot of other voices in this project other than your own. There's been a lot of support from some really wonderful artists.
There's people like Guy Sebastian, Jessica Malboy, John Stevens, Megan Washington, Lisa McCune, and a particularly poignant song from Sarah Storer called Song for Grace.
You know, Song for Grace, because that's track 3 on the album. I haven't been able to get through the track without tearing up.
It's about a young girl whose name is Grace, a teenage girl, farewelling her brothers as they head off to World War One. And so I asked Ted, Ted, who was Grace? And he said, Lee, Grace was my mother, and the three boys were my uncles.
Wow.
So, you know, the gravity of these songs is unlike anything I've ever recorded.
The album Spirit of the Anzacs is available now, featuring Lee Kernaghan and special guests. It's available for download and also where all good music is sold. Again, thank you so much, Lee Kernaghan, and I just really, really love and appreciate your passion for this country. Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate.
He's a drover drifting over western plains. He's a city lad, a clock down Flinders Lane.
They're in the trenches at Lone Pine and on the Flanders firing line. A wheeling band of ordinary men. He's all of them. He's one of us. Born beneath the Southern Cross.
Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.